Inheritance. What my grandfather left, my father gave to me. What my father left, I have to bequeath to my children. But what I pass on to my children is more than wealth or debt or these Adonis-like features. Inheritance is about more than those things. I pass on ideas. I pass on virtues. I pass on values that help form their concepts about the world. What others pass to us shapes how we see the world. It shapes how we see ourselves. When I was an impressionable young boy, my mother once told me I looked good wearing the color red. At that point in my life, I didn't have much fashion sense. I didn't know which colors I hated or which I loved, but I cared about what my mother said. It carried weight. Suddenly, I looked good in red. That was more than a compliment. It was a scientific truth. But the story doesn't stop there. I grew up in Southern California, in a suburban community that was known as a Crip neighborhood. Wearing red was more than simply matching colors or exercising your freedom to explore the color wheel. To the wrong eyes, it meant an affiliation with the Crips' rival gang, the Bloods. In the wrong spot, red can get you in some serious trouble. Looking back, I wonder at the power of my attachment to the color red. I've had friends killed because of gang violence, many of them with no gang affiliation. Wrong place, wrong time. In hindsight, I could have died more than once for wearing the wrong color. But I was willing to be confronted, picked on, and insulted because of a simple affirmation that my mother spoke to my adolescent imagination. I looked good in red. To this day, if you ask me my favorite color, I will tell you red. If our lives are music, stories are the instruments that arrange it. A simple compliment from my mother quietly became a story I heard about myself. A story that shaped how I lived, including the risk I took to believe that story, to act on it. It became an image for how a simple word can shape someone's world. Today, I am a storyteller. I am employed for my imagination. In my art and performance, I can construct worlds. I can rearrange reality. I can tell the truth. My vocation is a vessel allowing me, in a way, to time travel. Part of this storytelling work is learning the stories that have already been told, both good and bad. Part of the work is trying to understand how our culture and faith and very lives have been shaped by the words of others. I dig for the gold of the past. I also try to trace its shadows. And in both the light and the dark, I am learning about myself, about us today. To be a good storyteller, you must first be an honest observer. No matter what you're cooking, honesty is the best ingredient. History is about telling narratives, and the honest communication of those narratives has the power to shape our future. But there's more than one way to get a story wrong. Popular historian Howard Zinn critiqued the way many historians mismanage the past. One can lie outright about the past, or one can omit facts which might lead to unacceptable conclusions. Both can result in misshapen stories. This book is about many things, but at the core, it's about how the stories we live shape the world around us, how we can use our creativity to bring gold or shadow into reality. There is no word or story too small to matter, not mine, not yours. But like the power of my mother's compliment, you look good in red, we must consider the power of narratives we live.